Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration again. This has been a very interesting week for me, studying in these messages that I've been doing this week. And speaking of men, that holy men in the Bible that are inspired by and of God's Spirit. And the last few days we've been speaking of Daniel. But today I want to read about David. He's another man. This is in its beginning when he was just a young man. I don't know if anyone knows for sure how old he was. I've heard anywhere from 17 or 18, maybe even 19 years old, but he was quite young. And he was a shepherd. So he was, while his three brothers were away at the battlefront, he was tending his father's sheep. But anyway, this account is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And I'll read parts of the chapter. I'm not going to read all of it because we don't have much time. But I just want to read a little bit here. It says that in verse 2 that the Saul and the men of Israel that were gathered together, and they pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. It says that Philistines stood on one mountain or the other, and the Israelites stood on the other mountain, on the other side. And so there was a valley between them. Anyway, verse 4 says, and there was a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. I didn't look to see how much that is. I've heard it's like 9 feet or so. But he was a big man. His helmet and his coat of mail, like his, would have been like a vest that he put on. It weighed a lot, 5,000 shekels of brass. It says. And on his legs, he had brass also, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And then the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, it says. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron in one bearing. His shield went before him, so he was quite a force to reckon with. And as we see here in the chapter, everyone was afraid of him. And he would come out and he would shout at the Israelites and defy them. He says, why are you come out? Set your battle in array. Am I not a Philistine? Am I not a Philistine? The servants of Saul, choose you a man for you. Let him come down to me. So he was challenging them that to choose a man to come down and go one-on-one. And then if he kills that the Israelites, then the Israelites will become servants to the Philistines. But he says, but if he... if the Israelite kills Goliath, then the Philistines will be their servants. In verse 10, it says, and the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And then it says that when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So then enters David, who was the son of Jesse. And Jesse had 8 sons, it says. So his three oldest had gone to war with Saul, and sounds like it was Eliab, Abinadab, and Shema. David was the youngest, it says. David's father tells him that he should take some food to his brothers that were in the front line. So it says that David carried 10 cheeses and go see how they are doing, his father told him. So David rose up early in the morning, it says, and he left the sheep with a keeper, and he went like his father commanded him. And he came to the trench as they were, as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. And as he talked with the people, with his brothers, there came up that champion, the Philistine of Gath called Goliath. And then he said the same things as he said before, that he defies Israel. And David heard him. He says in verse 24, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. So everybody runs away from him. And then it's told here, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel as he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and to make his father's house free in Israel. So that was what Saul had said he would do for any man that killed that Goliath. And then David asked the men that were standing by there, it says, what is going to be done to the man that kills the Philistines and taketh away the reproach from Israel? And who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So David was right away wondering, well, you know, why isn't anybody doing anything about it? And the people answered him, so they told him, you know, what will happen. And then his older brother Eliab, when he heard David speaking to the men, his Eliab became angry. And he says, why did you come down here? It's who have you left those sheep in the wilderness? Because I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, that thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. So see the accusation being made here of David was up to no good, just being naughty. And yet his father had sent him. He was just obeying orders. And how unjust that he's been. So anybody else might have been discouraged when he heard this and gave everything up, but not him. He said, David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? So basically saying, well, what have I done? You know, isn't there a reason why I shouldn't be asking these things? And then he turned to another person and said the same thing, and they was answered again like before. And it says when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent them for him. Sent for him. And so Saul wondered who this man was that is questioning why no one's going out to fight the Philistine. And so David tells the king, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And then, of course, Saul tells David, well, you're just you can't go out and fight against this Philistine. You're just a youth. You're just a young man. He is Goliath. He's a seasoned warrior. He's been a man of war from his youth. So then David recalls how there came a lion and a bear and attacked his flock and took a lamb. He says he went after it and slew it. And he slew the lion too. And then he said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. So David right away knew that he could do it. He couldn't do it by himself, but he could do it with the help of the Lord. He says, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. So then Saul says to David, go and the Lord be with thee. So David was armed with Saul's armor, but it was too much for him. He couldn't take that. He took them off. He says, I haven't proved them. And so he just took his shepherd's bag, a staff in his sling, and he picked up 5 shiny stones, it says, out of the brook. So when the Philistines saw David coming and saw that he was just a young man, he said, am I a dog that comest to me with staves? And he cursed David by his gods. And then he tells David, come to me and I'm going to give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So we know, I think most of us know the rest of the story, that David ran forward and took his sling and slang it, and it says that he smote the Philistine's forehead, that he fell upon his face, and David cut off the Philistine's head. And of course, when the Philistines saw that their leader and their champion was dead, they fled. So Israel was saved and Israel won the battle. But the point here is that of all the seasoned warriors there, it had to be someone like David that was not experienced with battle, but yet was inspired by the Spirit of God. And all the words that he spoke, it was the Lord speaking to him. He says, this is not my battle, this is the Lord's battle. And that's why he was very confident. So my encouragement is that we do the same, that we can be one with the Lord so much that we can say, this is the Lord's battle. It's not ours. We're not doing fighting ourselves. So, yes, may the Lord bless your day.